Environmentally conscious beer drinkers in Anchorage have faced a conundrum this year. The city stopped recycling glass in January, forcing tons of beer bottle waste into the regional landfill instead. In response, many consumers are paying a premium to buy their favorite beverage in a package that has long been associated with an inferior product. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Canned beer has always had a certain stigma attached to it.
For decades, bad beer... Cheap beer, I should say. No beer is bad. Cheap beer has been in a can.
John Burkett is a local beverage distributor in Anchorage and a true believer in the potential reach of good canned beer. He says they're easier than bottles to take camping, fishing, or hiking. They're much lighter to ship, so they have a smaller carbon footprint. And Burkett says the beer actually tastes better, too. Cans do a better job protecting the flavor from sunlight and oxygen, which degrades the taste over time.
The product is every bit as good in a can, possibly even better. It's just try it. And everybody that does try it is shocked and loves it.
But Burkett didn't convert too many fans until a local beer festival in January.
So at that beer festival, I had five different choices of cans, and it was amazing how many people, when they saw the can, and of course timing, we had just learned that week that recycling was going to stop, and so it was on people's minds, and just it was amazing how many people first thing was, oh, and we can recycle this.
A six-pack of good canned beer sells for a dollar or two more than similar beer in bottles. But Burkett says even so, stores are selling it so fast he's having a hard time keeping them stocked. That supply issue is one Clay Brackley knows well. He's the head brewer at the Sleeping Lady Brewery at the Snow Goose Restaurant in downtown Anchorage. A few years ago, the brewery invested in a hand canning system to package their urban wilderness pale ale. Brackley says at first, sales were bleak.
And the first couple years were very depressing, very tough.
But then the summer rolled around.
It's been insane this year. It's been like over 1,000 times what we did last year. I mean, and we can't even keep up. As much as we can make the cans, they sell faster than we can make them.
Brackley has had to recruit 9 volunteers to help keep up with all the extra work. Although on this day, it's just him and a summer intern working in a dimly lit room in the Snow Goose basement. Brackley fills each can from a machine that looks a bit like a gas station coffee dispenser. Then he hands it to an intern who seals on the top and then stamps 6 cans together with plastic rings. It's a labor-intensive process. Brackley imagines a day in the not-too-distant future when Sleeping Lady can upgrade to an automatic system. The Oscar Blues Brewery in Colorado has already been on that trajectory. They began a tiny canning operation back in 2002. Marty Jones is co-founder of the company. People told him it was blasphemy to put good beer in a can.
So yeah, we knew it would be an obstacle. I mean, the first stores we took our beer to, they told us, we think that's funny and we appreciate your guts, but no craft beer lover will spend, you know, craft beer prices to buy beer in a can.
Now craft breweries across the country are following Oscar Blues' lead. Big Sky Brewing in Montana and New Belgium in Colorado recently added canning lines. Jones says it's been flattering to watch the trend take off.
It's very exciting to see other breweries who we know and love and respect embrace the package that some of them once snickered at.
Jones says he does still run into diehard beer enthusiasts who say they'll never make the switch to cans, but he's always confident he can convert them. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.